This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Local and regional news brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependability, and real hometown values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. With warmer weather hopefully somewhere in our future, it's important to remember some tips if you choose to be out walking. Be sure to follow the rules of the road and obey signs and signals. Cross at crosswalks, and that does mean look for cars in all directions, including those turning left or right. If a crosswalk or intersection is not available, find a well-lit area where you have the best view of traffic. Be sure to be alert by watching for cars entering or exiting driveways or backing up in parking lots. And be sober. Avoid alcohol and drugs when walking, as they impair your abilities and your judgment. Remember that walking is a healthy form of transportation, but be sure to always keep your wits about you. Saturday, April 11th at 4:30 p.m., the Wisconsin Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is hosting a big game banquet for the Flambeau chapter. This is the biggest night of the year for Elk Country supporters, with incredible prizes and auctions you can't find anywhere else. There's also going to be dinner and good company, and this is your chance to give back to Elk Country and protect our hunting heritage. Once again, this is taking place April 11th at the Northwood Supper Club in Fifield at 4:30 p.m. You can sign up by visiting the Wisconsin Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation's Facebook page. Seats sell out every year, so don't wait. For more news, go to trailmix.fm and 98qcountry.com. I'm Austin Brume.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The head of Universities of Wisconsin won't quit, even though the Board of Regents wants him to. According to the Associated Press, President Jay Rothman says he was told privately that a majority of the board lost confidence in him, but wasn't given any reasons. He says the board threatened to fire him if he doesn't resign. The board's president says she can't talk about personnel matters. Rothman took the job 2 years ago and says his record shows strong leadership. A veteran reporter from southern Wisconsin is being held after being kidnapped in Iraq. Shelley Kittleson, who grew up in Mount Horeb and attended Darlington High School, was taken in central Baghdad Tuesday night. Iraq's Interior Ministry says security forces pursued the vehicle involved, and one person is in custody. Kittleson's mother says Shelley had sent a message and photo Monday saying that she was okay. The State Department says they warned Kittleson about the kidnapping threat. And we're still trying to go through all those bills the governor signed and shot down recently. Governor Tony Evers vetoed one law that would have let employers consider pending non-criminal charges when making hiring or firing decisions. Evers said the proposal could unfairly punish people based on accusations that haven't been proven. Republican lawmakers criticized the veto, saying the bill would have protected employers in cases tied to work-related theft or misconduct. Evers says the state should not weaken due process. More than 100 Wisconsin educators are being honored this year by the Herb Kohl Educational Foundation. The group is giving out over $1.4 million in awards statewide. Each of the 100 teachers and 15 principals will get $6,000, and their schools will get the same amount. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's Milwaukee playing host to the Boston Celtics. The Bucks allowing backup players more time, like Usman Jang, scoring a career-high 36 points in Houston Wednesday night. Bucks guard Cormac Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, Uz and I played together in OKC last year for a number of games, and you talk about versatility, like, he's got size, he can handle the ball, he can shoot, he can play make. You know, obviously when we're down on bodies, you need versatility, and you guys kind of do a little bit of everything. Good things happen.
Baseball, the Brewers in KC tonight against the Royals. Bryce Durang says it's their bullpen that's helped them get to 5-1 and in first place.
Up and down our lineup, our pitching staff did a very good job of controlling what they can control, and pitchers did a good job keeping us in the games. The offense did a good job having quality at bats and scoring runs, and that's how you win games. So it worked out in our favor.
That That's the Brewers' Bryce Terang with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A brief break in the active weather pattern today before things get interesting again tonight. For today, partly sunny skies, a few showers possible late in the day, highs in the lower 40s. Tonight, a mix of rain, freezing rain, and sleet, perhaps a rumble of thunder as well, with lows near 30.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.